The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring a surprisingly important detail in water management: why California's water year begins on October 1st. To most of us, the new year starts on January 1st. But in the world of water, especially here in California, the calendar works a little differently. The official water year runs from October 1st to September 30th. This might sound arbitrary, but it's actually rooted in a deep understanding of our seasonal patterns. California's Mediterranean climate means wet winters and dry summers. Most of the state's rainfall and snowpack accumulation happens between November and March, with runoff continuing through the spring. By the time summer rolls around, rivers are low, reservoirs are drawn down, and water use peaks due to irrigation and urban demand. Starting the water year in October captures the entire hydrologic cycle, beginning when the land is the driest and reservoirs are their lowest, then progressing through the rainy season and snowmelt, all the way back to the next dry down. It gives water managers a full picture of how much water was gained, stored, and used throughout a full cycle. The concept of the water year dates back over a century, adopted by hydrologists and engineers who needed a consistent way to measure and compare water availability from year to year. As California's water infrastructure grew through the Central Valley Project, the State Water Project, and countless local irrigation systems, tracking and forecasting water availability became vital for flood control, reservoir management, and delivery scheduling. This timing also aligns with federal water accounting, used by agencies like the U.S. Geological Survey and the Bureau of Reclamation. By syncing our state calendars with national systems, we ensure consistency across data and decision-making frameworks. In the era of climate change, California water year has taken an even greater significance. Weather extremes like atmospheric rivers, mega droughts, and flash floods are becoming more frequent. Starting in October allows scientists and water agencies to assess early storm patterns, measure snowpack depth throughout the winter, and predict runoff and reservoir levels months in advance. For example, if early storms in November bring heavy precipitation, that could shape flood planning and groundwater recharge strategies. Conversely, a dry start to the water year may trigger water conservation messages or reduced allocations for farms and cities later in the season. The October start isn't just a technical detail. It's a tool. A well-defined water year helps general managers, groundwater sustainability agencies, and policymakers make decisions based on consistent, comparable data year to year. It helps model supply versus demand, inform infrastructure investments, and identify when drought conditions require swift response. As climate pressure continues to mount, the ability to track changes across full water years will be crucial to adapting California's systems. This is why water education, like our efforts here at the California Water Institute, is so important. Understanding the water year helps communities, farmers, and decision makers prepare not just for the next season, but for decades to come. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.